Hello there, how are you?
I'm very good. So you're only paying us a visit soon?
Well, we are. I'm coming back. I'm just on my way out now because we did the Late Late Show last night. And now I'm coming back again on the 19th of June. We're playing the Olympia.
And have you been there before, actually?
I haven't, no, but I've Daz came, didn't he?
Yeah, Gary was there in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I know. So
you must
I've heard some great
about
things about it, so I'm really looking forward to playing it. We've all been here this year. Rob's here in about 8 days as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's playing his big gig here as well.
Yeah, so it's all happening.
You can't get enough of us.
You can never get enough of you guys.
No, I mean, the other way around, you must have had enough of us. By the end of this. But no, it's great. We get a cheap rate. We've got some cheap flights and we can all get over here.
I love it.
It's really exciting. We've always loved, obviously, the Irish crowds. We say it every time and we probably sound a bit boring, but
it's
one of the best crowds for us when we come out here. They've always been so supportive and we love performing.
And obviously,
I'm coming on my own.
Yeah, and it's, a solo gig is so different, and you're so used to obviously doing these massive stadium tours. We take that.
Yeah.
And then doing these smaller, more intimate venues is a completely different vibe.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's going to be a massively different atmosphere. I've still got the big man coming, the 60-foot blow.
What?
Imagine if I turned up with him. I'd love to turn up with him just to see what the neighbours thought. You know?
And the elephant.
And the elephant, just to drop him off outside. No, it is. It's going to be completely... when you say it's a completely different vibe, and I completely get that, because when we do our big shows, we do mass productions, and we have more lights and loads of dancers, and, you know, we love putting on a show. But in all honesty, I've realised that doesn't change when you're doing it on your own, really, because it's still as important. I guess what you haven't got is that security of going, that didn't go down very well, but don't worry, because the big man's going to stand up in a minute and that. But, you know, you don't have the security of knowing, you're up there on your own, you've got to carry it on
your own.
You're
a bit more exposed.
And sometimes it can be a bit of a security blanket, having all the other stuff, I guess. We're playing a good mix of songs. I'm going to be playing some of the TT songs.
What are you going to do?
Can
you say?
No, I can say. Well, I'm obviously going to do Shine and stuff. It's just the songs that, when I look down, like, I've been writing songs for 20 years now, so it's just all the songs that I've kind of been involved in, you know.
The Art of Doing Nothing, it's the new record, and Stars is the new single. They're both coming out on the 10th, so only a few days to wait. And actually, we have the video of the single up on our website, newstalk.ie/Sheila, if you want to check it out. It's you in a spaceman outfit walking around Berlin.
Yeah.
Having the crack.
Having a crack, yeah. Ideally, I would have gone to up to space to make the video, you know.
Right, okay. Like they couldn't sort the record from...
Like that bloke did the other day, didn't he? He sang one of David Bowie's songs.
That's right. That could have been you, well, Mark.
That was my initial video idea.
Yeah.
But that was a bit expensive.
Just a bit.
So I couldn't quite do that one. So instead, I got a suit for the day and walked around Berlin.
The same thing, really, isn't it?
Same thing.
Come on,
really,
now.
Yeah.
Let's be real. So this is obviously, as well, recording this album was pretty different than from stuff you've done with Take That, because you're there, you're chilling out at home with your wife and kids, you're having a cup of tea in the kitchen, and off you toddle down to the bottom of your garden and you record an album. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It was done really in quite a real pleasurable way, you know, and without too many things scheduled, because obviously when you're doing the record with the tape app boys as well, it's all quite scheduled because there's four or five people trying to work everybody's diaries out and stuff, so you can get, you know, it needs a bit of organising.
Yes.
But when you do it, it was really nice and quite relaxed. I'd put the kids to bed at 8 o'clock at night or whatever, and then go and do some vocals down there till half 10, 11, you know, and it was really nice to be around the house. I've really enjoyed that side of it.
And when did you...
And there's a real good roots, I think, to this record. The base of the record feels like it's very grounded, so I think it was... that comes across in the record as well.
And when did you actually build... It's the Rabbit Hutch is the name of your studio. When did you actually build it?
I built it... I personally didn't build it. But the Rabbit Hutch is a studio that I've had the Rabbit Hutch in various forms since probably about 8 years. And it started off looking a bit more like a rabbit hutch shed at the bottom of the garden.
Okay.
But now it's transformed. We've got windows and it looks, you know, it's got a toilet.
Okay, windows and toilets,
which
that sounds like progress.
If you've got a toilet, you go, okay, it's not, it's a step up.
Yeah.
If you've got your own toilet in there. It's basically like, you know, you used to have those toilets in the bottom of your garden. When we were growing up, our mums and dads, the toilet used to be at the bottom of the garden, you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
not
like
the way I'm talking to Mark Cohen from Take That, one of the biggest, most successful bands in the history of music, and you're talking about the pleasures of having a toilet at the bottom of your garden. It's brilliantly random. I love it. I don't believe for a second that you're thrilled that you got a toilet in, but anyway, I'm going to go with you on it. But tell me, you're all about healthy living these days. You stopped drinking, but then this year as well, you turned 41, is it? And you decided that's it, not smoking anymore either. I'm ditching the fags.
Yeah, and I'm sat here on the phone to you eating a green and black organic milk chocolate.
Lovely.
Bar of chocolate. So I haven't quite fully nailed it on the head.
But so is that what happened? You stopped smoking and you turned to chocolate for comfort?
Well, I think the chocolate came more after the stopping drinking.
All right, okay.
I think it's the sugar.
Yeah, you need something.
I haven't smoked now since January as well, so I'm really, really pleased about that.
Good,
really
on you.
Pleased about that.
Tell us, what's the story?
I'm eating extra gallons of chocolate.
Well, it looks like you could do it, so you're okay. You seem to be doing something right. Tell us about the rest of the band and what they're up to. We obviously know you're a busy man. We know that Gary is doing his thing, and X Factor, and Robbie, of course, and I said he's going to be here soon as well. What about Jason and Howard? Do they kind of pop over and check out what you're doing and give you their critique on your music or whatever?
Absolutely. I've had to change the lock on the gate. Stop coming over.
Are you enjoying the chocolate, by the way? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, we all can.
Is that a really nice sound on radio?
It's beautiful, Mark. I'm delighted you're doing it. Please don't stop.
Please don't stop. No, I went on out holiday with Howard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
We went out to the Indian Ocean. It was lovely. A bit too familiar by the end of it, yeah.
Right.
But and I was like, got a really great physique and body as well, you know. So when you're walking at the side of me on the beach every day after about 10 days, you go, all right, enough.
Good luck to him.
Good luck to him. But what was I going to say? So Howard's in Germany as we speak. He's doing a TV show out in Germany, speaking in German.
All right. And he's fluent in German, I take it, obviously.
Well, he's doing like a talent show, Got to Dance, it's called, which you might see over here. Have you seen it over here?
Yeah.
I think it's on Sky.
Yeah.
The German version of it.
Right.
Speaking German. I mean, how clever is that?
That is, well, it's clever if he speaks German. He does, obviously.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Good on him.
I'm trying to think how so Gaz has got X Factor in English, which is now sounding a bit boring to you can dance in German.
Just a bit,
If you ask me, it's a bit like, oh, well, anybody can do X Factor in English. German. So I'm thinking where I can go, and I've got my eye on China.
You do you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking Chinese.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to start Chinese lessons.
Okay. Good. Well, you stopped smoking, so you've shown that you have willpower, so you probably can stick it out, yeah.
Stick it out. I'm going to go to China and do China. Oh, but if they do ever, like, if there was a universal galaxy talent contest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would
like
be absolutely...
Like the galaxy's got... What's Britain's got talent? Well, do they have... The universe has got talent.
The universe has got talent. It has your name all over it.
Oh, you can see me on there, couldn't you?
Well, stars would be the theme tune. It'd be perfect.
The theme tune with stars.
It's
the universe has got talent.
Yeah.
I could speak like some alien language.
It's a no-brainer, actually.
No-brainer.
Yeah.
But do you remember where you heard that first? I'm copywriting that.
Writing it down right now.
If we ever find alien life forms...
Yes.
I copyright doing the talent competition.
Okay.
I've copyrighted doing the talent competition.
You heard it here first, folks. Okay, Mark, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the gig. Alien spacesuits, the whole lot going on in the Olympia.
The whole lot's going on. Get down there.
On the 19th. It's on a Wednesday. And you've very kindly given us two pairs of tickets to give away. So if our lucky listeners want to head along, there'll be loads of them dying to go along to it. Just text them, Mark.
I hope so.
They will, of course.
Thank you.
Your name and where you're from is 53106. No problem, Mark. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you enjoyed the chocolate.
I did. Thank you.
Good. Okay, we'll talk to you again.
When you come and... Yeah. The gig, I'll bring you some.
Lovely.
Okay.
I'll hold you to that one. Thank you very much.
Take care, my love.
See you. Bye, Mark.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, the lovely and slightly irreverent Mark Owen there. The album is The Art of Doing Nothing, and the new single Stars out on the 10th of June. Okay, quick break now. Music royalty with the one and only Mr. Kenny Rogers coming up in just a few minutes.